deliverance is coming your way. 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 God is sending angels wherever you are now. God is sending angels. God is sending angels to wherever you are. Somebody make declarations. Say, as for me, I will not die. I will fulfill my destiny. I will not die. I refuse. I will not die. I refuse. As for me, I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be poor. I say, make declaration by faith. Make declaration by faith. Make declaration by faith. I refuse to be poor. I refuse that accident that they are bringing on my way. I refuse. Every shame, I refuse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, you are praying. There's something happening in the realms of the spirit. Something is happening in the realms of the spirit, and it will only take prayer. It will only take prayer. God is bringing deliverance into the lives of people. It will only take prayer. It will only take prayer. Marada bakado shekete. Yeah. Rato shekete yadada. Yatatatara. Move by faith. Take by faith, do by faith, move by faith, take by faith, do by faith, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, move by faith, take by faith, do by faith now. Ye katatata, ini katabrata. This morning, if you feel weak, may the strength of the Lord engulf you. Begin to receive power. Shout, I receive power. This morning, if you are distressed, you are not happy, the Lord is liberating you. This morning, if the devil has burdened you, Mabel, are you here? Mabel, are you here? The Lord said to me that I should tell you that glory is ahead. Glory is ahead. Glory is ahead. This song dropped within my soul. Within my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome today. Within my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome one day. Today, oh, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome today. I tell you, whatever you are going through, within my heart, oh, I do believe that we shall overcome today. Beloved, I feel strong within my heart. Maybe the Lord said I should sing this unto you. Maybe the Lord said I should sing this song unto you. Is maybe here? Is maybe here? Lipao shati kata yada bada bada. Jesus Christ. You are praying and saying, oh God, if my name is being mentioned in the room of the occults, at the shrine of the fetish, and at the camp of the witches, in the territories of the principalities, as I was sleeping. Anyone that pronounced my name, let the person catch fire. If my name is being mentioned anywhere to bring disaster unto me on this day. Some people out of sickness is when the devil takes their life. Some people out of accident and all kind of things, out of food poisoning. Somebody may not understand. Yesterday I said something. I said, ha, as the year is getting to an end, some people, it is out of food poisoning. Since last week I told you, we are going to do this anointing service every day to the end of the year. Anyone that the devil has targeted, if you are on this life, we are not going to bury you. You will bury your enemies. You will bury your enemies. If they have decided to bury your destiny, they will bury their own destinies. If they have decided to torment your life, it will be their lives, not you. Marco Paro Shekete. Raki Kato Shakariato Bada Pradiata. I declare upon your life, you will not die. You will not die. If they have decided to frustrate you, if they have decided to eliminate you in this year, Marco Parosha, I declare as a prophet of the Most High, I declare as a prophet of the Most High, Yako Ando Shekadi Kadada. I declare as a prophet of the Most High, Matush Miracle Parosha Tiata. I release your soul from their net. If this year they said they are going to give you sicknesses to torment you, so they are planning on how to do it, I will look as your soul has escaped. Shout, I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out. Makopano shekayata nariyadosha. Makai marato shekayata. Lekatikata tadikato shakayakata yato mashayata. Makopano shekayata nado shekayata. Rakopanosha. Shire, I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out from every slavery. See, every year and what the devil brings into the lives of certain people, listen carefully. That is why you have to come out of it. Sometimes in that year, the devil will position you in that, in such that you will not receive favor. The devil will position you. See, I have been praying for you. The Lord has brought deliverance into your life. Some time ago, I told you that there's a conspiracy in the realms of the spirit against you at a place, and I don't want to mention it, but I said at a place that day, I mentioned it. I said at your workplace, there is a conspiracy at your workplace, beloved. I declare that your soul has escaped. Whatever it is their desire, it will not stand. It is the will of God that will stand. It is the will of God that will stand. It is the will of God that will stand in your life. Yes. Now hear me. Since last week, I've been talking about I am coming out. People don't understand. Was it the desire or the plan of God that Lazarus had to die? No. Marika do shekita da. When you read Acts chapter 12, verse number 1 coming, the Bible said, and they killed James. Why did they kill James? Because James was a threat to their kingdom. They are certain people in certain families, especially in Africa. Especially in Africa. The moment you begin to rise as a person, envyness and hatred has eaten into the DNA of a lot of people. Instead of them to push you, they will not push you, but rather to destroy you. And the giftings, the spiritual giftings of Africa, is only used for doing bad things, for killing people. That's what we know how to do. Africa, we live. Marokato Shikata. I always said, if you don't know, let me recall your mind back. We are living on the land of powers. See, we are living on the land of powers, a land of battles, spiritual battles. Kado Shada. Ikado Shebrekata. Some time ago, I was studying the scriptures and the demarcations of the Garden of Eden and the things they have said. It could even be that Garden of Eden was built in Africa. I am telling you, the descriptions they gave and the things in the scripture which we are quoted. I am telling you. But look at Africa. Now, let me remind you back. When Moses went to Africa, you have forgotten that Moses came to Africa. Came to Africa to deliver the people of Israel from Africa. You have forgotten. In Egypt, Egypt is part of Africa. And the powers they showed over there, the powers they showed, the demonstration of power that was shown in that time, in that era, is beyond imagination. It's beyond imagination. 10 signs and wonders. 10 signs and wonders. 10 signs and wonders. And the last one was killing of a young son, the firstborn and every child of Egypt. The demonstration whereby people put sticks down and it began to turn into snakes. Demonstration of power. This is the land we live on. It didn't start from your forefather, your grandfather. I'm telling you where it started from. Remember, beloved, if you cannot pray, if you don't deal with certain things spiritually, yesterday I started this and I said, one way to come out first is waiting on God. When I mean waiting on God, I mean committing your ways to the Lord. Psalm 37, it's a verse number 3 coming down. It's a commit your ways to the Lord. And waiting on God comes with preparation. God prepares you. So the song singer or the songwriter says, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. So whenever God wants to bring you out of something, he prepares you. That is what Bible said. In his own time, he make all things beautiful. So God prepares you. Some of us, the reason why God has not finally handed certain things unto us is because God is preparing us. At this stage of time, if God gives it to you, you are going to lose it. God first has to build your faith. I've been telling some people, I was discussing something this night with somebody, and I was telling the person that a lot of people lose their faith when they travel out of Ghana. When they travel out of Ghana, because most of our problem is financial problem. So the job problem. So the moment you go there and you get your job to do, you get your small money, you forget about everything. That is when the devil begins to strike a lot of people outside Africa. I am telling you, a lot of Ghanaians, a lot of Africans in the diaspora, a lot of them in different countries are suffering. If not because of, aside from finances, they are suffering. From even raising a child, they are suffering from all kind of sicknesses, all kind of diseases. Some of them, they are dying slowly. Their days are numbered to die. Yes, because most of them are forgotten where they came from, where they are coming from, and where they are going. Yes, most of the people have forgotten where they are going. Commit your ways to the Lord. So when God prepares you and puts you at a place, you become solid. You become solid. And the preparation of God is complete. Beloved, no matter what it takes, if you are in the hands of God, you wait on God, I tell you, no matter what the devil will do. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet in Jeremiah chapter 18. It said, and the spirit of the Lord sent me to a place whereby I saw a potter molding a clay. And as he was molding the clay on the wheel, the clay got spoiled. And the spirit of the Lord said to me, and he said, and I saw the potter using that same clay to mold another thing. See, no matter how the devil has destroyed your life, see, if God, if you came out of a destiny to be a doctor, and because of the family you are coming from, they have mandated to destroy your education. See, let me tell you, God will not end there with you, but it can make you a bigger person as a businessman. Ha! God can make you a businessman. Maybe you have to be a nurse. Let's say you have to be a lawyer, and the devil managed to manipulate your life. Difficulty in so many things. When you wait on God, God will change. And if, when they are waiting that, oh, you'll be disgraced. Maybe they are feeling that, oh, they are putting you in a situation whereby you will not be able to fulfill your destiny. God will mold you and prepare you and change you into a different thing. And when they see you, they will bow down their head in shame. They will say, we thought we have destroyed him, but the Lord has raised him up. We thought we have destroyed his life. We thought we have destroyed where he's going, but God has raised him. That is when you are in the hands of the Almighty. Yes, sometimes our ambitions, our projections, and where we want to be and the things we want to do, because of situations, we divert. But there's one assurance I have for you. If your life is in the hands of the Creator, God will mold you. He will bring you up, change you into another person, and say, he will present you to them, and they will ask themselves, who is this person? We thought we have destroyed him. That is how God makes things. Beloved, commit your ways to the Lord. A sister who has to be a medical doctor because the parents died very early. This sister landed up living with an auntie, and they couldn't cater for education. She was a shark. A shark. Very, very intelligent. And she was living with a sister who also into fashion. This sister managed to complete a secondary school. And then, as she was going to secondary school, she attached herself. Anytime she comes back home, she attached herself to the sister who is a fashion designer. And she's learning the fashion designing. Beloved, today the Lord has sent me a message to you. And she has been attached to the sister. She completed and she went for nursing training. See, let me tell you, out of this fashion, she was able to cater for a nursing training. She completed, did a national service, posted. After a while, recently, she just left with 2 years to finish her doctorate degree. She's left with just 2 years to finish her doctorate degree. This is how God works. The devil may think that they have shattered your dreams. In the next 2 years, you'll become a medical doctor. But look at where she passed. Look at where she passed. The devil thought she has destroyed. She has been destroyed. But God is the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is the God we serve. So when your ways are in his hand, you wait on him. in his time, he makes all things beautiful. And I told you, number two is understanding spirituality. Some of us, we don't know how to deal with things spiritually. That is what we are doing here. We are engaging spiritually. Yesterday I told you about it. I told you about Samson and Delilah. How Samson was being manipulated by spiritual things. In Genesis chapter 16, verse number 23, when we all thought that it was Delilah who was able to convince Samson, but the people who contracted Delilah know that it wasn't Delilah's power, but it is their God. I told you about how David, when he was about to face Goliath, he was just a small boy. Goliath realized that David was just a small boy, but he cursed him and cast a spell on him and said, "Come here, come here." And David also raised up his voice and said, "You know, I come to you in the name of the God of Israel." I don't know how you see yourself in the Lord, but David was a man who see himself in the Lord, that he carries power. They thought they have landed David in the bush, as young that as he was. And David said a testimony. He said, "King, I'll not use this. I am telling you, I will fight Goliath. Now tell your enemy that I will fight you. That tell that problem, I'm going to fight you. I'm going to destroy you. You can't stand me. You that power, you cannot stand me. You that power, you cannot stand me. You that enemy, you cannot stand me. You that trouble, you that sickness, you cannot stand me. Yes, you that sickness, you cannot stand me." David said, "They put me in the bush." Okay, let me tell you something. In the bush, I face lions, I face bear, and I fight them. See what the devil is going through with you, what the devil thought he has put you into, you will learn experiences out of it. And out of that experience, there's no issue you cannot solve. There's no challenge you will not be able to stand. My God. David went into the wilderness, into the bush, and he gathered experience. He gathered experience. So when he faced Goliath, he said, "I come to you in the name of God, the God of Israel. I come to you in the name of the God of Israel." Yes, beloved. Yes. Yes. Number three. Number three. Number three. The anointing. Anytime you are praying, seek for the anointing. Seek for the anointing. Seek for the anointing. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me. Anointed me. For Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, the anointing breaks chains. The anointing. So if you are into any bondage, when the anointing of the Lord comes upon you, every anointing and what it does, you are welcome. Matilda, God bless you. Please follow me. If you are new here, please follow me. God bless you. The anointing breaks yoke. The anointing takes people out of bondages. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing releases people. The anointing. When the anointing of God comes upon you, it takes away burdens. David said, "He anointed my hair with oil. My cup runneth over." Lokopo adiato sheti yata brika dosa. Maroko poro shekaji yakada brado shekadada. He said, "Ha! He anointed my hair with oil. My cup runneth over." Rakato Shata. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Mado shake dada. That is anointing. I want you to pray and say, Lord, anoint me for breakthrough. Anoint me for my exams. Anoint me for my graduation. Anoint me for my visa. Anoint me for my interview. Give me a fresh anointing. Give me an anointing for the journey ahead. Anoint me, oh God. Anoint me. You are praying for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Anoint me, oh God. The anointing breaks yoke. The anointing breaks yoke. The anointing breaks yoke. The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you. The anointing of God is coming upon you. Right now, right now, right now. Every yoke upon your life, every yoke of the devil is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. The anointing, receive that anointing. Receive that anointing for favor. Anointing for favor. You carry an anointing. Ororo is on your head. Ororo is on your head. Ororo is on your head. Declare and say, anointing is on my head. I will not fail. I will not fail. I refuse to fail. I refuse to be poor. I refuse. I will break that chain. Anointing is upon my head. Anointing is upon my head. Anointing, anointing, anointing. Jesus. Anointing. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody is liberated now. I said, nobody will die here. Nobody. If the devil has planned that as for you, they will eliminate you before you get to the place of joy. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. Now, the final one, the first one I said, waiting on God. How to come out? How to come out? One is waiting on God. Number two, understanding the spirituality of your life. Understanding spirituality. Number two, understanding spirituality. Number three, the anointing, receiving the anointing. So whenever you are praying, you pray for the anointing. Jesus. The last one I want to talk about. The last one is about Lazarus. John chapter 11. Lazarus. Lazarus. Now hear me. Bible said Lazarus was sick for days, and he sent his own friend to come. But Jesus was so busy that he couldn't go. So busy. I am ending. Today we are going to pray a supernatural prayer. His friend was busy, so he couldn't go. Jesus wasn't able to go. Then Lazarus died. Lazarus died. After the death of Lazarus, they sent a message. He said, come. And Jesus received the message. He said, and he told the family, his disciples, said, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus. He said, so what are we going there to do? He said, he's not dead, he's sleeping. He's sleeping. And Bible said Jesus went there after 4 days of his death. 4 days. 4 days. Let me tell you something. In the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus died, and on the third day he rose up. Jesus died, and on the third day he rose up. So when you look at the miraculous resurrection, it means that even Jesus' own is less, because Lazarus died for 4 days and he was resurrected. Now let me tell you the resurrection, the scenario. The fourth one is what I'm going to talk about. The fourth one. How you can come out of bondages. How you can receive certain miracles. Coming out of certain things, it is not easy. If you are living in a family whereby barrenness is a problem, your sister was about to give birth and she has to go through years. She married and she has to go through years before having a child. It means that you can go through the same. If your mother went through, there are certain family, their womb is very soft. The moment anything drops into it, they get pregnant. There are certain families, they will be there for years before conceiving even one. The similar situation like Anna, the similar situation like Sarah. They are certain family, before you can break the poverty chain, the moment you rise up and you begin to break it small, they will kill you. Spirit of death, premature death. They are certain family, they are blessed with money, they have everything, but premature death. They are certain families, they are very intelligent, but they are all drunkards. They are doctors, but they are drunkards. They occupy big positions, but they are suffering in certain ways. I'm telling you. So when you are coming out of such situations, you need to come out. You need to break out. It doesn't just take anything. It takes these 3 and 4 things. That is what I can give you for now. The last one, what I'm going to talk about. Bible said, Lazarus died for 4 days. I don't know what stopped Jesus from coming. Lazarus died for 4 days. He was in the tomb, which means that he was getting rotten. He was smelling. And Bible said, Jesus got there. Then Martha met Jesus and said, Jesus, if you have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Then Mary also ran to Jesus. Bible said, after Jesus listening to them, John 11:35, and Jesus wept. When you look at it, they said he was a friend to Jesus. His place is where Jesus goes to eat. You remember the day Jesus went there, and when they were preparing food and Mary was listening to the word of God, that Martha came to approach Mary and said, Master, we are preparing food. Why are you here? It's Lazarus' house. He was a friend. Jesus had nothing. It's Lazarus that gives Jesus accommodation. Jesus had nothing. Because Jesus said, even foxes have a sleeping place, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So some people, it's their house. Lazarus was that friend who gives his house to Jesus. So Lazarus died for 4 days because of that relationship. I don't know the kind of relationship we have with God. I don't know the kind of relationship. Yes. And the third, fourth one I'm talking about is welcoming a servant of God into your home. Most of us, we don't know how to build relationship with men of God or servant of God. We don't know. Welcoming a servant of God into your home. They come into your home. Let me tell you something. Right now, if America send a service man into Ghana, their eye will be, what if there's trouble or any country want to fight Ghana, they will come. Let me tell you. So the moment you welcome a servant of God into your home, in another word, you have welcomed God in your home. Lazarus' family welcomed Jesus into their home. They welcomed him into their home. And Lazarus died for 4 days. He didn't just die. He was sick. He got sick and he died. The Bible said, Jesus called him and said, hey, go and show me where you buried Lazarus. My God, wherever your destiny has been buried, I come here as a prophet of the Most High, and I declare into your life, right now we are visiting that place. Wherever your destiny has been buried right now, we are visiting that place. Wherever your healing has been buried, wherever your soul has been buried, wherever they have buried you, we are visiting that place right now. Jesus is visiting that place right now. Wherever they have buried your destiny, wherever they have buried you, 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 wherever they have buried your destiny. And Jesus said, show me, take me to where you buried him. Buried him. Buried him. And Bible said, they took him there. They took him there. And he said, roll the stone. I don't know what is covering you. Even when Jesus got there, there was a stone. Some of us, that is what I'm telling you. See, you have to understand certain things. Some of us, there's the burdens that have burdened us. You are facing marriage problem. You are facing financial problem. You are facing childbearing problem. You are facing job problem. You have, see, some of us, the kind of bondage the devil has putting us into is not easy. Jesus got there. He has to command that the stone must be rolled. He said, roll the stone. Listen to me. He said, roll the stone. And Bible said they rolled the stone. And he called for, he said, Lazarus, blasphemy, come forth. Atu, come out of that body. Come out of that sickness. Rose, come out of that difficulty. Come out. Jesus called forth. Like the way Jesus called forth, I am calling forth your destiny. I am calling forth your breakthrough. Come forth. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I say, come out. Come out. Elena, come out. Come out. Come out. Let Tatai Katosha come up, Madoshi. Come out. Come out. Yes. Come out. Come out. Somebody declare into your life that I am coming out. Nadosha. La Brando Shakaria Tose. Le Kate Kadabada Shabrandia Kadabrandiata. Lekata Rako parosha bada 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 badosha. Rakete tete de busha brandiata. Somebody, you are coming out. Rata. Marata yukadosha. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. Nada. Justina. You are coming out. Yeah. Yes. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench. Some of us, our lives are smelling. That is the situation they are putting us into. It has become shameful. There are things you are going through, sometimes become difficult to talk about. A stench. For he has been there for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord? If you believe, if you believe, if you believe, I say, you are coming out. If you believe, if you believe, you are coming out. If you believe, you are coming out. If you believe, yes. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. In the name of Jesus, this morning the Lord is bringing deliverance into the life of somebody right now. The Lord is bringing the deliverance into the doorstep of somebody right now. Spirit of God, the Bible said Jesus called forth Lazarus. He shouted, Lazarus, Lazarus, rose. Wherever your destiny has been kept, you are coming out. Justina, wherever they have kept that breakthrough, you are coming out. Yay! The Spirit of the Lord is here. You are coming out. You are coming out. The Bible said, and Lazarus came forth. And the more amazing thing is that, that's why I said that some of us, where we are coming from, from one trouble to another, from one trouble, you fight this, you fight that, you fight that. That is why you have to wait on God. Lazarus rose up, and they have bonded Lazarus. Lazarus was bonded, and Jesus said, loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him. Jesus said, loose him. Loose him. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Lose him. Lose him. Lose him. Jesus. Now then, when they had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he that, and he who had died, came out, bound hand and foot with grave cloth, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him, let him go. I lose somebody right now. I lose you now. Go. Matoshaka. because of just one thing. Lazarus have built a relationship with Jesus. Yes, he has welcomed Jesus into his home. He has welcomed Jesus into his home. So he that was dead for 4 days resurrected. Even Jesus died for 3 days. Even Jesus died for 3 days. I don't know how your life has become. I don't know what is fighting you. But there's a name which is mentioned. And every knee bow and every tongue confess. That is the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. I lose you now. Lose him, let him go. Do you remember the Shunammite woman from the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4, verse number 8, coming down? Bible said this woman, whenever Elisha passes, Elisha, one day, the Shunammite woman, she said, "Ah, my husband, why can't we make a place, a small room, and whenever the servant of God passes and is tired, he can rest there. Whenever the servant of God passes, he can rest there." And Bible said they built that place for the servant of God. And anytime the servant of God is passing by, I am telling you, you are coming out. I am giving you the steps on how to come out. Parousia. I said, one, waiting on God. Number two, understanding spirituality. Number three, receiving the anointing, because the anointing breaks yoke. And number four is welcoming the servant of God into your home. What I mean, the servant of God, the true men of God that have been sent by God into your home. Yes, servant of God. And this woman thought of this, and they built a place. And whenever Elisha passes by, Bible said that is the place that Elisha goes to rest. Some of you, the things you do for the kingdom has been an altar in your life. Yes, the things you do for men of God has become an altar that incense are being poured on. Today I am telling you on how to have relationship, because Bible says in Psalm 50 verse 5, he said that call unto me those who have a covenant with me out of sacrifice. They have built a covenant with God out of sacrifice. Yes, it is a personal thing. It's a personal relationship. It is a personal being. Whenever you do these things, which means that you are saying that the work of God must continue. It means that you are telling the world that your faith must stand. Because the more you support the kingdom work, it means that you are making sure that your faith is not broken. Because anytime the word of God is being preached, your faith is empowered. Your faith is empowered. You receive a new strength for the journey ahead. So let's just imagine you're not even able to support. This means that gradually, the resources that your faith needs to go humanly will not be able. Yes, the woman realized that any time Elisha passes by, he gets tired. He said, "Let us make a place." And Bible said they made a place. One day Elisha was there, and he asked his servant, "Since we started coming here, what can we do for this woman?" And then the servant of Elisha said, "Since we started coming, I have never heard the cry of a baby. Just imagine, she building a small place for the servant of God to rest in. It called the attention of God in a house. And Bible said a year time the woman gave birth to a son. Now I have not ended with you. The last one, the mysteries of what I'm talking about is now. Bible Bible said this son was attacked by death. Listen, because the woman, she doesn't need to give birth. So the moment she gave birth, they attacked the child. They killed the child. But look at what this woman did. Some of you, they can see that whenever they leave you, you are going to do magic. You are going to raise the family. You are going to lead your generation. So they are killing us some aspect of your life. They want to make sure that no, you don't go on. They want to slow you down. They kill the child. They want to break the faith of the woman, because the woman was just there, and you came that she, God had to bless her with a child, and she received the child. Now they want to break the faith of the woman. But you know something, the woman has built a faith, and out of her faith she has built a place, and she has built a covenant with God and with the servant of God. Bible said when the child died, this woman carried the child. This woman carried the child and went to lay it on the bed of the prophet of God. This, I don't know your faith, but today, go back to your altar of prayer, your altar of sacrifice, your altar of devotion, or that altar you have built, that relationship you have built, out of the things that you do. Yes. Bible said she went to lay it on the bed of the prophet. On the bed of the prophet. The Bible said when the prophet got there, the prophet lied on the child. And life entered into the child again. Let me tell you another one. Bible said one day, Abraham was sitting down and he saw three men. I'm talking to you about welcoming men of God into your home. He saw three men coming. And he said, Bible said he approached them. He said, men of God, come into my home. Abraham has been promised, has been given a prophecy of a promised child. That is why we say we move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. We don't just sit down and say we have faith. No. Bible said Abraham approached them and said, come into my home. Let me give you some water to wash your leg. Let me give you some food to eat. And Bible said after he has done that, today is Sunday, I'm giving you a word to live by. After he has done that, they said, as we came here, we have not heard the cry of a child. A year by this time, your wife will give birth. Bible said, even Sarah did not believe, because baby Abrabonina do know where she has gotten to in her life. Nothing good can come out of Nazareth. She has become an old woman. She doesn't expect, and menopause is over, that is a state of menopause. No blood flow, menstruation is over, nothing. Bible says she was saying her heart, and the man of God heard it. He said, woman, what were you saying? He said, Natio. Me chibi obo tenbi. Obo tenu niyevadi. Me chibi obo tenbi. Obo tenu niyevadi. Iyevadi jina mechi. So don't bury my news to you. Oh no, no, come on me. It's my tafu nina beshi beshi ya asi. And Bible said, they said, a year by this time, a cry of a baby This is the resource of welcoming men of God into your life. I mean genuine ones. Not those who bombard us left and right. Yes. And the amazing thing is that when we even see genuine ones, we don't know. Those fake ones are those because of what we want to hear. Yes. Bible said because Lazarus has a relationship with Jesus. Bible said after 4 days in the tomb, Jesus resurrected Lazarus. And because of the things you do for this great ministry, and I tell you, the Lord is about to do something new in your life. Whatever is dead in your life is coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever dead thing in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Every dead thing in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. If this year they say that you will not see next year, I stand as a prophet of God. And I declare upon your life, you will see next year. You're already in next year. They will do whatever they want to do, but it will not stand. Because seldom very much. New suye ono no kuma mi entima ta funina bashi bashi ha asi. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I am ending here. I told you to come out. To come out. Take these steps and you will see the glory of God. You will see the glory of God. You will see the glory of God. I pray for you that may the Lord take charge over your life. I pray for you that whatever thing that is dead in your life, whatever that has been sent to kill you will never kill you. Whatever that destroys your mother will never destroy you. Whatever that destroys your father will never destroy you. Whatever that fights your brother will never fight you. If they try, back to shatter in the name of Jesus. Whatever situation the devil has put you into, thinking that this situation will destroy your life, I tell you, I stand as a prophet of God and I prophesy into your life that you have a testimony to share out of that in the name of Jesus. You will share a testimony and they will bow down their heads in shame. You will share that testimony because the Lord will raise you up in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me make prophetic declaration to some people's life right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, if today is your first time joining, kindly follow so that anytime I come, you'll be blessed. Yes. Anytime I come on, we come, we have services. Saturday morning, 4 a.m. Saturday morning, 4 a.m. Please share my number. Kadoshe, take it. You can pick up my number and get in touch with me. I'm always available for you. Yes. Saturdays 4 a.m. and Sundays 4 a.m. Ghana time. Saturdays 4 a.m. and Sundays 4 a.m. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Saturdays 4 a.m. This is faith assembly. We take by faith, do by faith, a move by faith. We call it, I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith. Because I have Jesus and I have faith and I'm born for a purpose. Beloved, I tell you, you are born for a purpose. You will not die before your purpose is fulfilled. You will not die on purpose life. Now I declare upon your life, your life is favored. Now when I mention your name, if you are here, whatever the Lord said to me, I declare upon your life. Bernard, yes, if you are here, please, let me see your hand if you are here. Let me see that you are here. Let me pray for each and everyone who is here, those who are sleeping, wake them up. Today is Sunday. Now, I start with Atu, I pray for you. Now, whatever attack of the enemy will not be able to stand you. Will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus. If they say you will die, I cancel death out of your life. May the healing power of God engulf you. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Justina. The next person is Justina. Justina, the Lord is about to do a new thing in your life. And where you think all hope is lost, where you think you are getting tired, I tell you, go on, move on, try it again, it will work. May the power of God fall upon your life. May you receive that grace to succeed in Jesus' mighty name. Prince Tego, I declare upon your life that business opportunity, that business opportunity God is giving unto you, in the name of Jesus. And to please share my number so that anyone who want to get in touch with me, we can also add you to the WhatsApp group. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And the Pastor Joyce, I pray for you. The Lord will direct your path. And very soon, you will smile. Very soon, you will smile and share a testimony. Because I see the glory of God coming upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And then if you are here, let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Let me see you. Let me see. Yes. In the name of Victory, I pray for you that as you have written there, so shall it be. Victory, you have to be careful. The devil wants to give you a certain sickness, and that sickness will be tormenting you. You have to be very careful. And it will come like in the form of headache. Headache. Jesus, you have to be careful. I pray for you. See, from today, pray. Commit your ways to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Francisca, please share my number quickly so that those who I'm not able to get in touch with will be able to reach me after the service. Francisca, I pray for you. The Lord will bless you. Very soon, you will see the glory of God. Richard, if today is your first time, please follow me. Parkwisi, if today is your first time, please follow me so that anytime you can be added to the WhatsApp group. And when we come live, it can be shared unto you. This is my number, 0241314472. 0241314472. 0241314472. You can get in touch with me on WhatsApp. 0241 021-3144-72. We meet on Saturdays 4 a.m. and Sundays 4 a.m. Saturdays 4 a.m. and Sundays 4 a.m. I bless you the blessings of God. Within the week, those who I have their numbers, I'll be praying with you. Those who have to WhatsApp me within the week, I'll be praying with you. If the Lord reveals something unto me, I'm going to share with you. God bless you all. And those of you that I said God has appointed you to move this ministry into another level and spread the gospel, we will meet today or tomorrow. God bless you so much for being part. If you want to be part of this team, please WhatsApp me and tell me, I want God to bless me. I want God to bless me. I tell you, God, today somebody did something so particular. After the service, before I realized, I received a momo. Brother Gabriel, he sent me a momo, and I said, wow, I never knew. He sent me a different number. He said, I don't want you to know it's me. But I found out that he's the one. God bless you so much, wherever you are. God bless you. May the Lord bless you.